This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. We've been talking today about how some of Michigan's food producers are doing under pandemic conditions. And as we've just heard, routine and the production process have remained relatively stable for some, even as the chain that gets food to consumers is suffering big disruptions. Ernie Birchmeyer is the Michigan Farm Bureau's Manager of Commodity Farm and Industry Relations. He's also a livestock and dairy specialist. Ernie, welcome to Stateside.
Glad to be with you. Thanks for the opportunity.
What can you tell us about which sectors have been hardest hit right now?
Well, first and foremost, is our farmers are continuing to farm on a daily basis. We need to make sure that, you know, listeners and consumers out there understand that just like they do or just like they would have without COVID-19. We've had some disruptions in the supply chain, but our farmers are still milking cows. They're still raising livestock for meat products. Our fruit and vegetable industry is continuing to move along, although we've had some issues there. And our crop farmers are ready to go to the field and, you know, and put crops in the ground, weather permitting. So our folks continue to move forward. One of the sectors that's been hurt the most as of right now is our nursery, greenhouse, and garden center industry. The governor's executive orders have not allowed for those products to continue to be marketed in the manner in which we've normally marketed them, and that's posed some serious challenges. The recent executive order, eliminated the ability for them to sell plants, you know, at big box stores, the Myers, the Krogers of the world, and the original executive order did not allow for those plants to be marketed at garden centers, all during a time when a majority of our greenhouse industry in the state of Michigan generates their income. So that is a real challenge.
You know, one of the things I've been wondering about as this has unfolded is how prevention works in agriculture. Are Michigan's growers and food producers in a position to, in effect, sanitize their own operations?
Well, farmers practice good biosecurity and sanitary measures on a daily basis. They are producing food for our consumers. Certainly with the COVID-19 situation, agriculture has looked more to personal protection equipment, just like every other segment of our industry has. So, you know, in some of those processing plants, that's becoming important material and equipment for those workers. You know, and in many instances on the farms, we're using masks where we need to as well, you know, all to protect each other and try to stop the spread of the coronavirus. So, but first and foremost, our farmers practice good biosecurity measures on the farm every day because that's critical to a quality and safe food supply.
Can you give us the macro picture of how the pandemic is affecting food demand right now? I mean, people have seen meat flying off the shelves at some stores, but it seems there are a lot of other pieces to this puzzle, including service industry, consumers who basically, you know, that's a real bottleneck. But also, I'm kind of wondering what's going on with row crops and overseas exports.
Sure. The food industry, as we know it, has taken a turn here in the last month or so with COVID-19. If we think about the number of meals that are eaten outside of the household, you know, on a normal basis, that's 51% of our meals are consumed outside of the household. And because the restaurants are closed, food institutions are closed, the school system is, you know, basically shut down, sporting events are shut down, none of those meals are being consumed outside of the home now, and consumers have had to go to preparing meals in the home, and because of that, demand at the retail level at the grocery stores has certainly increased, and that is why we saw some empty grocery store shelves. Our retailers are working on a daily basis to try to restock those shelves, but we've had a shift in demand, if you will, from outside of the home to virtually all the food being consumed inside the home. Our processors are keeping up the best that they can, but when you consider the volume of milk or cheese or meat that was consumed in restaurants and food institutions, now all being purchased at the grocery store, that's a big shift that it takes a little bit of time to catch up with because we package products differently for the grocery store versus the restaurant. International trade has slowed as well. This issue obviously has impacted the entire world. So when you have that and a decrease in demand across the globe, it's going to impact those international trade operations at a time when we had just solidified the China trade deal, you know, phase one of that particular trade deal. We were in the middle of finalizing or had finalized in this country and then implementation of USMCA, the trade agreement between the United States, Mexico, and Canada. And we're looking very positive towards a very solid 2020 from trade relations and trade agreements being put in place. And COVID-19 hit, and it's caused an economic stall, here in the United States and really around the rest of the world.
Well, when you have those kinds of disruptions, what do you think this is going to mean for Michigan agriculture over the long term?
Well, I think we're going to be challenged the rest of the year. We need the system to get back to functioning properly and in a normal manner, whatever that new normal is, and it will have an impact on our farmers from a price standpoint. Whenever you decrease demand, you impact price, and we're seeing that at the farm level now. You know, dairy prices to the farmer are indicated to be down, decreased by 30%. I know we've had some recent discussions about dairy, and those prices have softened. Beef cattle prices, the price paid to our farmers is down about the same amount. We have a couple of beef processing plants, one here in Michigan on the west side of the state and one in Pennsylvania where we move quite a few cattle to. Both of those plants are shuttered right now and are not processing at full capacity. And when you take that much processing out of a normal daily harvest, it impacts price immediately. We recently heard news over the weekend that one of the largest pork processing plants in the United States has shuttered indefinitely due to COVID-19 outbreaks in that plant.
Right. Smithfield, I believe that's Smithfield Foods in South Dakota, right?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Does that have an effect on pork processors here in Michigan?
Well, it will, because there's only so much shackle space in the United States, if you will. And shackle space is a place to hang a hog carcass or a beef carcass on a line and move it through the process and get it processed during that daily time frame. And when you take a system that large out of the equation, it will have an impact. Fortunately, we have a very good packer here in the state of Michigan in Clemens Food Group. It's my understanding that they are still functioning at 100%, and they utilize quite a few of the pigs that are produced here in Michigan for great pork products.
Yeah. This is news that I'm sure no farmer was anxious to hear, but I was mindful of the really incredibly bad weather that Michigan's farmers dealt with last year. I know it's very early, but can you set some context for us about how the growing season was looking before the pandemic really took effect?
Well, we were looking forward with optimism at the growing season for Michigan crop farmers. We had gone through 2019, and that was preceded by a very wet fall in 2018. And we had gone through some real challenges. Last year was one of the most challenging and difficult years on record from a weather standpoint for our farmers. They had problems getting crops in the ground, problems growing that crop, and then it continued to rain, and we had some challenges harvesting a quality crop. Every farmer looks forward in the spring with optimism. There were forecasts of another very wet spring. Fortunately, our farmers have been able to get in the fields to a certain degree so far and get some field work done, and they were looking forward to a more normal year, and they're still looking forward to that, although they're not certain what that price forecast is going to be. So with warmer temperatures, hopefully drier weather, our farmers will go to the fields and get the crops in the ground. Our fruit and vegetable industry is the same way. They have been challenged the last few years with weather issues as well. Fortunately, the spring has been pretty good for our fruit crop in the state of Michigan to set buds. You know, those trees start to bloom and hopefully have a very healthy and productive fruit crop. The fruit and vegetable industry is very concerned right now. They were looking forward to the year with optimism, but with the challenges of not having the ability to sell those bedding plants and those vegetable plants like they do in a normal year, they are very concerned.
Are the state or federal governments helping farmers at this time?
The CARES Act that was passed by Congress and signed by the president does include some money for agriculture. There was about $14.5 billion that was set aside for agriculture, a portion of that directly for the livestock and specialty crops industries, and then the rest at the discretion of the Secretary of Agriculture in terms of how they wanted to use it. Obviously, every segment of our industry is being impacted in one way or another, and we're just hoping that those dollars can be made available soon to help stem the tide, if you will, of these low commodity prices and the economic impact to farmers. Farmers would much rather get their income from the marketplace, and they've always been that way and will always be that way, but we're dealing with a disaster here that no one could have predicted.
Ernie, some farmers are in a really unfortunate position of just not being able to get their products in front of the consumer and have had to just call it a loss, either plowing vegetables under, or we've heard reports out of state of milk being dumped. Can you give us some context about why some of those foods aren't making it elsewhere, maybe in the form of a donation or you know, sold to institutions that are running right now that might need them?
Well, part of that has to do with the supply chain and how we can get that food processed and where it's shipped to. Obviously, we've had sickness issues across the country, and when you have a large percentage of the folks that work in some of those industries that are impacted, or a small percentage, it takes workers out of the processing line, and we have less ability to get that food processed. You know, you get into regions of the country, California, Florida right now, they are producing a lot of fresh vegetables. And there are instances of where those foods have had to be destroyed because they could not get into even the food banks or donation programs. The milk that milk dumping issues are happening in other areas. We've been fortunate in Michigan that has not been the case right now, but it is truly a matter of getting it processed in the right manner and in the right packaging to get it into those systems to be able to be utilized.
What are the considerations that farmers have to think about if they're trying to decide whether to make the investments to, you know, take those vegetables or that milk and try to sell it in a different way?
Sure. Well, the consideration has to be, what is their, who are they marketing to? How are they processing it? Do they have the distribution available to get it into the proper channels? But a lot of these decisions about how much is being produced and where it's produced and the type of crops that I'm going to grow, those are not just overnight decisions. Those are decisions that have been made months and sometimes years in advance. You know, a lot of those crops, especially the fruit and vegetable crops, they went in the ground months ago with plans of a normal distribution system to get that product to where it normally goes in the food chain with normal processors and normal retail outlets, and we've had a disruption in all of that. So those decisions were made a long time ago. Question is, can they find a processor that is willing to put it in the type of a package or in the type of a product that whether the food bank needs it, you know, or can be distributed through some other channel is available.
Ernie, thanks for the update on all this. We hope you and yours are safe and reasonably healthy right now.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Along with my job, I also farm on a daily basis. So I have livestock that need to be taken care of, you know, all in an attempt to make sure that we're continuing to supply a safe, affordable, abundant food supply to consumers, not only here in Michigan, but across the United States. And when those international trade opportunities happen, we want to be involved in that marketplace as well. So it's a daily grind. It's one where we are all having to adjust and learn and do things differently. But our farmers love to produce the food and fiber for our country, and they're proud to do it, and they do it on a daily basis.
Ernie Birchmeyer with the Michigan Farm Bureau. Ernie, take care.
Thank you very much.